here, there were two guys killing each other. But I guess that's better than 20 million.
Я думаю, что это лучше, чем даже 20 миллионов долларов.
But what I'm trying to say is that if I can change,
я думаю, что каждый тоже изменился сегодня.
And you can change.
Вы можете измениться.
Everybody can change.
Каждый может измениться.
You're listening to the JV Sports Show with your host, JV.
Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me? Y'all remember me?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, smoochy boochies. This is your host, JV, as we're here on the very last, the ultimate, not penultimate, but the ultimate episode, the last episode of the Ladies and Edelman Fantasy Football Podcast Show. This is your host, JV, on the JV Sports Show. Well, folks, it's we're here at the end of all things. We got another season in the books. What, over 10 years now of, or 10 years now of fantasy football with you fools. Some of us even longer. I think we were not in CBS. But it's kind of cool to look back at 10 years worth of stats in CBS and see who has yet to win in this league. I didn't really see who that was, but I know that the person who's the most winningest team in our league is actually Pop Cadman with three championships under his belt. And he won last year, and I think he won the first year too as well, 2009, back when his name was Weddings R Us. I think when he was chipping in for AJ's wedding, I think, and was it his brother's as well, or maybe it was Rebecca's? I'm not sure. I don't recall the dates of those. But AJ's wedding was 4th of July, 2010. What a glorious time out in, was it Pleasanton, Liverpool, the winery out there. Regardless, it was a fun time. And so anyway, I digress. I'm getting nostalgic here as we enter into 2020, as we leave 2019 behind. So again, 10 years of stats, go to the, I think it's under like league home or something in the drop down, and you go to history. You can see the past 10 years of history. It's pretty cool actually. So anyway, congrats to BPAC, who made back-to-back championships and came out with a win this year. He won 173-114 over Jason, so a statement game and a commanding championship win. Was it ever in doubt? Sanders, the Colts D, two touchdowns for them. Thomas, and I do heart that Higbee, all with outstanding performances. It was just no match for Jason, whose star player in McCaffrey delivered, as he did almost every week, but everyone else fell short. Again, McCaffrey could be league MVP, fantasy league MVP, along with maybe Lamar. I'm not sure, but we'll see. I don't know who picks those. I don't think we picked those. Maybe somebody in CBS will crown McCaffrey or Lamar as the fantasy football MVPs. But I'd have to go with McCaffrey just based on his week-to-week stats. I think I said a few weeks ago he had, I think, one game that was, I think, under 15, and then all the other games he had were like 17 and above, 20s, 30s, 40s, so no difference here. I forget what he ended up with. I think it was over 30 points, though. Anyway, I think there's something to be said about BPAC and the moves he made with the trades and the waiver wires. Call him Kenny Rogers because he gambled during the season to get to the top. His team at the end of the season barely resembled his team at the start of the season in the draft. Much like how, you know, Frodo Baggins, he was a different hobbit at the end of The Return of the King than he was at the start of The Fellowship of the Ring. And before we watch BPAC depart off into the sunset of Middle-earth and his championship in hand, let's look at the top 10 lowlights and highlights of the season, shall we? The first matchup of the season for BPAC and Caleb. Oh, this is number 10. Shall we start over? Let's just keep going. Number 10. The first matchup of the season for BPAC and Caleb was decided by 0.42 points and came down to a late touchdown for Josh Jacobs for Caleb to seal the win. Number 9. In week 9, we saw the lowest score of the season with Pop Academy getting 72.8 points. Number 8, BPAC loses not one, not two, but three bottles of wine and bets with Caleb and I during the season. The best thing that pairs with wine is victory. Number 7, BPAC also had the highest score of 189.56 and a 100-plus point win over his good buddy Nima. Number, where are we at? 10, 9, 8. Seven, six. Number 6. You would think that if you score 173 points, you'd win your matchup, but not so for AJ, who lost to Linda's 180 points. I think it was in week 6 or 7. Number 5. Week 10 saw Jeremy's slide into darkness with 4 straight losses before getting back on track to make the playoffs. Number 4. Week 9 was Moyne's turn to drop it like it's hot with 5 straight losses, but like Perkins, he also recovered to make the playoffs. Number 3, what turned out to be a match of mediocrity, Pop Academy won by 1.04 points over his son-in-law Sam, 87.96 to 86.92. Number 2, of course, we can't forget the pick to end all draft picks, the most gutsiest move I ever saw in a draft.
Gutsiest move I ever saw.
And what would surely go down in history as maybe the worst draft pick, the worst strategic move maybe in a draft pick of all time, not just because of the initial ramifications in terms of the picks down the road for Caleb, but also how a trade involving this player affected me as well, destroyed my playoff chances maybe. Of course, I'm talking about Caleb's first round pick of Mahomes. Will we ever see anything like it in this league? Most definitely. And number 1, at last, the highlight for the 2019 season. We'll end on a high note here. BPAC making back-to-back championships with a team that barely resembled his original team. Much like how Guns is, to use another analogy of things that didn't look like how they started out to look like. Much like how Guns N' Roses made that, remember, was it back in the 2000s? Somewhere in the 2000s, the aughts, Guns N' Roses made that MTV, I think it was the Music Awards or Video Music Awards. They made that comeback, and they had the fake Slash. And while it wasn't necessarily Guns N' Roses, you know, they still rocked it, kind of. So BPAC's team came out and got the job done, even though 90% of his players weren't a part of his original draft.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you.
All right, folks, that does it for me. And oh, I got one more. That does it for me. And thanks again for listening, for tuning in. I appreciate you all in this league very much. And for, what's the word I'm looking for? For patronizing me? I don't know. For going along with this silly show of ours. It's for everybody. It's for all of us here. And anyway, I do enjoy doing this. And you know, next year, probably continue on since... most likely, I'll be the only one delivering fresh content to you all. Anyway, happy to have the weeks off, though, if we want to do that schedule again, if people are down to write. I thought that was pretty cool, seeing different perspectives from folks and hearing different takes. So if the commissioner and co-commissioner, whoever they are next year, vote for BPAC 2020. BPAC 2020. New year, new you, new changes. Whoever they may be, if they want to do that schedule again, I thought that was pretty cool. But I can continue on doing this as well. I enjoy doing this. It's fun. And anyway, so we'll probably get this today, which is the 31st as I record this. So happy New Year to you. Stay safe out there, whatever you're doing. And remember, we've got about, what do we got? 9 months to go, 8 months to go to the next season. So... I'll see you. Ray was actually at the game.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.